Yeah, let's get some more details on this terrible story coming out of Sydney Southwest at Carramar, where one person has died and one person has been injured in a house fire. We've been told that it is a residential accommodation for adults with a disability. Sophie Walsh is covering this story for Nine News. She joins me on the line right now. Sophie, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's a pretty heartbreaking way to start the day, really. It was a man in his 40s, we understand, the fire who passed away. The fire started in his bedroom of that share home for people with disabilities. He was pulled out by a carer and another resident, but he was unresponsive. The fireys got on scene and they conducted CPR, but sadly he couldn't be saved. The carer and the other resident, they were treated for smoke inhalation, but that was just at the scene, so they didn't have to be transported. And now, I guess, an investigation is underway into how this fire started. The fire isn't saying that it was actually quite a small fire and it was very quickly contained and extinguished, so it wasn't like the whole house had gone up. But very, very sad indeed. The home was fitted with smoke alarms. They're still working out whether they were activated. And I guess, you know, we've all noticed this cold snap in Sydney the last couple of days. People are starting to use their heaters. They're starting to light fires to warm their homes. So I guess it's a really stern warning to all of us to just make sure that your fire alarms are working.
And you're obviously chasing some more details on this other person that's been injured as a result of this house fire too, Sophie.
Well, I've just spoken to the firefighter, so I'm not sure. They didn't mention another person being injured, so I don't know whether you've got more detail than me. But the firefighters at the scene said that it was obviously the man in his 40s who passed away, and then two others were in the house at the time, but they were both treated for smoke inhalation.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to it. It's obviously a developing situation, but as Sophie Walsh just said, thanks, Soph. We'll see your report on Nine News tonight. Just devastating. And when you automatically think about a residential accommodation for adults with disability, you think, you know, people that may not be able to get out themselves and having to be removed from that facility by a member of staff or a family member. Again, it's a developing situation. We'll just wait for some more details. But our thoughts with everybody who's probably getting a phone call at the moment to tell them that they've lost a family member as a result of this house fire at Carramar this morning. Just a terrible, terrible story.